Okay, so the quickest recap of yesterday is that basically you have a machlokas whether there's a mitzvah derabanan to have further kids. Deraisa is to have a boy and a girl. Is there a derabanan to keep having kids as long as you could? Or no? So we said that boils down to how you understand the deraisa. If you learn the deraisa is to have two kids, that's the mitzvah, to have two kids. So then that's it. That doesn't lend itself to doing any better anywhere. That's it. Two kids is it. So then there's no room for the Rabbanon to add on to that. Then you'd have to just say, look, Yotze after you have two kids. And that's period. There's no room to say, let's have more. Where there's no, then there won't have to be creating like a brand new mitzvah. So then that's the position to say that there is no Rabbanon. But you could learn that the Raisa is really to have to fill the world with kids. And it just, there's a shear. The minimum is two. The Deraisa setting the minimum is two. You're allowed to stop when you have two. But if that you learn it that way, then if you have more than two, then that's a kiyum Deraisa. You're not chayiv two, but it's furthering the mitzvah. It's a further fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you learn that way, then you could say that the Rabbanon did is they said you're chayiv to go for that additional kiyum. You're obligated to go further than to get the kiyum. That which is already a furtherance of the Deraisa, and it's already a kiyum in the Deraisa, the Rabbanon are mechayiv you in that. Because of the other reason, because they want to build Tal Yisrael or whatever, the other reason, Rabbi Shua's reason, that will, they'll help continue Tal Yisrael and Yerei Shemayim and Talmid Chachamim. But you can only say that type of a thing if the Deraisa lends itself to the Kiyam of having more. If two is a minimum, then the Deraisa, there's room for a further Kiyam, and the Rabban are demanding the further Kiyam. But if the Deraisa is, have two kids, that is the Deraisa, and filling the world is just philosophy, but halachically, the mitzvah is simply having two kids. There's no room for any further kin. Yeah, so that's that. That's the machlokas fine. But we hold that there's a derabanan. We hold the Gemara openly says we hold like there's a derabanan, and we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So now the thing is like this: in general, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah for a stam, because the sefer Torah isn't money. The sefer Torah is the highest object of kedusha, and you can't just sell it because you want a little extra cash. Right, but you could sell for two reasons: for Talmud Torah, which makes sense, the ultimate, the highest Talmud Torah, Knei Kulam. The Kiddush Sefer Torah is for Torah, right? That's fine, and also for peruvah, to have to get married, okay, to get married and to have a kids. So the Gemara says why? Because why is that? So it says because that mitzvah. Look, a lot of mitzvahs you can't sell for lulav, but you can sell for that. So it says, God did not create the world for nothing, rather he created it to be populated. So you are fulfilling the objective of God's plan and creation of the world by having kids. Words, the way it's populated is, he didn't just create a million billion people, what he did is he created two people and told them, and through them having kids, and then having kids, and having kids, that's the way the world is completed. So this mitzvah is a real, it's like a kibbutz on a makom. It's really fulfilling the God's plan in the creation directly. And that, because the significance of that mitzvah says you have a right to sell a Torah for that. Okay, that's the given. The question now is, what about if I already fulfilled the deoraisa? I had a son and a daughter, and now I wanted to have more kids, or I'm obligated to have more kids. But the Rabbanan, do I have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for that as well, or not? That's the Machlokes Rishon. Okay? The Rif learns, someone help me out here, the Rif learned that you're not allowed to. And the Rosh says you are. Okay, and there's a lot of Rishonim on both sides. You could look in the Torah, he has a list of, a bunch of them. So the question is, what's the sense to argue both ways? So we said on the surface, it would make, this was Yaakov's point yesterday, is that it seems to be, you shouldn't, because after all, there's a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah, and even of all the deoraisas, you see, Kedusha Sefer Torah, we said, the point Yehuda was mentioning, is that I'm implicitly assuming, look, Kedusha Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah is an object deoraisa, for sure. And selling it, you're violating the Sefer Torah. So that's a violation of the Deraisa. Now, there's no technical losase, no mitzvah, no, don't sell a Sefer Torah, but it's a violation of the Sefer Torah, which is a violation of the Deraisa. Not everything which is a violation of the Deraisa is one of Tariq Mitzvahs. It doesn't need a Tariq Mitzvah. But it's a violation of the Sefer Torah, and that's the Deraisa. And you see that if I don't have a lulav, and the only way to get a lulav is to sell Torah, I can't do it. So it's a mitzvah to say Deraisa, but this is a violation of Deraisa of the Sefer Torah, and you can't just breach it for anything. In fact, only for two very important things. So now, if we have a limud, if we know that it works for the deraisa of a peruvo, So to say that's fine, the Peruvu is a mitzvah deraisa, an important mitzvah. But now to say for a derabanan of Peruvu is a huge jump. It would seem to be unwarranted. I mean, is the mitzvah derabanan of Peruvu, which is only derabanan, on par with deraisa lulav, or the other mitzvah deraisa is still mitzvah derabanan? So where do we get the idea of saying is that the derabanan should uproot the you know, the Kedusha.
I think in this case...
Okay, so good. So putting it all together here. Okay. Oh, you wanted to say? Okay. Okay, good. So putting together all the guys saying here is that I like the way Shmuel formulated it, is that the question is, what's the matir of selling the Sefer Torah? Okay? What's the matir of selling the Sefer Torah? Is it the chova of Peruvo? Okay? I'm chayev to do Peruvo. And it's an important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deoraisa. And it's an important mitzvah. And that obligation demands that I do something. And if it comes up against Sefer Torah, then I have a right. I push it aside. But if I already had kids, then I no longer am bound by the Chovah Peruvah. In which case, look, it may be nice to have more kids, but there's nothing to push it aside. What push it aside is this mitzvah. The Torah enjoins you to have kids, and this is of the most important mitzvah, so that the force of that obligation pushes aside the Kedusha of the Torah. Okay? Or then it's not going to offer the Rabbah. Or do you say that no? It's like the Gemara says, why is it that the Deraisa pushes it aside? Because Lo Sovara, that's not the Chovos HaMitzvah. That possibly, the Chovah doesn't come from Yeshayo, it comes from the Mitzvah Peruvu, as the Tosfos and Gittin pointed out. Is that it doesn't, the reason why it's docha is not just because it's the chovas mitzvah deraisa, but it's because of the kiyam of Peruvu is the fulfillment of the aim of creation. It's because the chashivas of the mitzvah of Peruvu is from the kiyam mitzvah, that it's a kiyam of los ovara, then accomplishing the los ovara. But it's not just because of the philosophy of I'm establishing God's will in the world. It's because of the kiyam, that's the kiyam of the mitzvah of Peruvu. That's the kiyam, is to populate the world. And that kiyam of populating the world exists even beyond two kids. Right? And that, since there is that kiyam beyond two kids, the Rabbanan said, take that kiyam, and you're obligated to do that kiyam. So in other words, when the Rabbanan are obligating you in having more kids, the chova is mid the Rabbanan. But the kiyam is the kiyam deraisa. They're forcing you to fulfill the deraisa in the fullest way. And you wouldn't be obligated to deraisa, but the kiyam, what am I doing? I'm doing this overall. I'm involved. I'm fulfilling Peruvu in the highest way, by force of the derabam. Now the question is, what's docha the kedusha of Torah? If it's the chova, then here there's only chova derabana. If it's the kiyam of Peruvu, which is the kiyam of Ilsovara, so then since I have that kiyam deraisa even beyond two kids. So therefore, that's also going to be docha. More kids also, because I want now I'm not obligated to Mimna Torah, but the Rabbanan to say I should, and I want to have more kids. Now I'm going to be involved in that kiyam. Now it means that kiyam is more important than the Kedusha of Torah, like kind of like what Matt was saying. It's not the force of the chova pushing it aside. It's just the kiyam of having more kids. The kiyam of Peruvu is of a higher level than the Kedusha of Torah, and therefore you have a right to sell this Torah in order to get that higher kiyam. Now, the only question is what about according to the Mishnah? The question I was asking on all you guys is, so what about according to the Mishnah who holds there is no Darabanan? Right? So according to the Mishnah, there is no Darabanan. But then the Gemara says that you don't have a right to sell it for more kids. Right? But we said, yeah, but isn't that also Los Ovara? Aren't you now fulfilling the objective, the whole philosophical benefit of populating the world? But the answer is, I think, based on what we learned yesterday, is that the machlokas about the derabanan is not only a machlokas whether there is a derabanan, but it's a machlokas about the very deraisa itself and about the kiyam deraisa. Is if you say there's a derabanan, then you mean that the deraisa has a further kiyam. The more and more kids is a further kiyam. So now it's that kiyam which is being doch. It's not the derabanan. Derabanan is only derabanan, but it's the derabanan indicates that there's a kiyam deraisa to have more and more kids. But if you learn there is no derabanan, then the way you explained it is because the deraisa is simply to have a sledo boy and a girl. That's the end of the deraisa, period. And there's no room for the rabbanan to add anything more. Is it lo sovara? Is it a nice philosophical thing to do and accepting of God? Yes. It's a nice philosophy. But halachically, the mitzvah is over once you have two kids. So it's not just that there's no derabanan, there's also no kim deoraisa. So now, if what's docha, even if what's docha, the son Torah, is the kiyam of Peruvu, there is no kiyam Peruvu any further. There is no kiyam Peruvu, so it's just philosophy, but philosophy can't be docha, the halachic institution of the Shevet Torah. It's just the Sovra is brought in because that's the kiyam of the Deoraisa, and if you hold the kiyam of the Deoraisa goes beyond two kids, so then that kiyam is still going to be docha. But the other shita, there's the Rif, learns that no, it's docha the Sefer Torah is the chova, the force of the chova of Peruvu. So if that's the case, then the force of the chova deraisa is going to push it aside, but the rabbanon isn't going to be able to do it.
What's the first
one?
That's the chova. Then what's the?
Oh, the chova.
So how would you defend selling it for the rabbanon?
Oh, so then it's not the chova which is docha, but it's the kiyam of Peruvu. It's the halachic fulfillment of Peruvu which is docha. So then the kiyam exists whether I'm forced by the Torah or forced by the Rabbanan. Either way, I have the fulfillment deoraisa. It's a deoraisa. The Rabbanan are telling you, you must get that kiyam deoraisa. So the kiyam is a kiyam deoraisa. And the kiyam deoraisa of Peruvu is the highest, is the greatest kiyam. So therefore, I have a right to sell Sefer Torah because that's more important than Peruvu.
To have even more kids.
Yeah, to have more kids. But it's good to the map. The way you say it, Matt, it's a good way to look at it. So in the way, the Wachova way, it's looking at like it's the force, it's like a clash. You're forced to have kids, and you're forced not to sell the Sefer Prohibim, sell the Sefer Torah, and there's a battle. And the chova of having kids pushes it aside. But then in the Rabbanon, if you then it doesn't have the force. But the other way of looking at it is it's not that it's pushing, the force of the chova is pushing aside, it's just that the kiyum of having kids is more significant than the Sefer Torah, and therefore you're allowed to sell the Torah for something more important, but not just for a philosophically more important, for a kiyum of Peruvu. Now the kiyam Peruvu, if you hold it, there's a derabanan of Peruvu that indicates that you hold it deoraisa is to have many kids, and two is just a minimum. So therefore, that kiyam could exist. Whether the force is deoraisa derabanan has nothing to do with what the force is. It has to do with the kiyam. It's kiyam deoraisa. But in the Mishnah, which held that you're only chayav to have two, and there's no room for the derabanan, that held that halachically there's simply nothing after two kids. So then, anything more is just philosophy. You can't sell a Sefer Torah because you want a nice philosophical thing. That doesn't fly, right? Support that it's the kiyam is because when the Gemara, like that Tosos, when the Gemara asks, well, how do we know the Sefer Torah is docha that you could sell the Torah for Peruvu? It says lo sovra. It doesn't say the because Peruvu. So it's not citing the source of the chiyav. It's source of the kiyam, which is lo sovra. Of course, that kiyam is given form through the mitzvah of Peruvu, but it's not. It's saying that mitzvah is an important mitzvah because of lo sovra. But the question is now, halachically, how is it working? What's docha? You say that Lo Sovra says this is an important mitzvah, but now it's the regular dechia of this mitzvah has to be docha and it has to be the formal deraisa mitzvah. Or do you say that since the mitzvah, the fulfillment of this mitzvah is Lo Sovra, so it's really the kiyam of the Lo Sovra which is being docha the thing? Now the kiyam has to exist halachically through the mitzvah, but it's the kiyam which is docha. So even if you don't have the chova, and even if the chova is only the rabban, it doesn't matter. Even if there were no chova, I mean, according to this, I'll ask you a question, actually. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'll ask you a question. Let's say before the Rabbana came along, and says, you're chayiv to have more kids, mid Rabbana, would you be allowed to sell the Sefer? But you say, listen, I appreciate it also, I understand it's a further key in the Raisa, and I want to have more kids. Would you be allowed to do it in order to, we have to sell the Sefer for that key? Simple answer with what we're saying. And maybe there we go another way. But the similar thing is that the Rabbanon were, even before the Rabbanon, there was a kiyam deoraisa to have more kids. Two is the minimum. The more you have is a greater fulfillment of the deoraisa. And the docha, was docha the son of the Torah, is the kiyam of the deoraisa. So it's true the Rabbanon, I couldn't decide on my own to obligate myself in the kiyam. The Rabbanon are the ones who obligate me in it. But even if they didn't obligate me in it, still, if I were to do it optionally, I'd be fulfilling the kiyam deoraisa.
I would never know.
What?
I would never know.
I would never know what? That's the deraisa?
That's a further extension.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know, but someone may
know.
That's
the whole question. I can't sell a Sefer Torah because I don't know that's a further extension.
Well, I'm not asking what you would personally know. I'm just saying is, according to this position, Levi Yeshua, he learns the deraisa as saying that the two is just a minimum. That's how he learns the deraisa, and therefore he says the Rabbana could extend it. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even before the Rabbanan extended it, it still would be a kiyam in the Deoraisa. right? It's just that the Rabbanim didn't extend it. You're not obligated to do it, but it still would be. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, who knows, he claims to know that that's the way the Deraisa is formulated. So according to him, even if you weren't obligated by the Rabbanan, you'd be having a Kiyum Deraisa, and therefore you'd have a right to do it. You'd have a right to sell it. Right? That's a good question. What I was saying is that according to the Rabbanan way, according to the Kiyum, that is a greater Kiyum, are you getting more of a mitzvah by having more kids? So I'd say, yeah, the Deraisa, the mitzvah is to populate the world. And the Torah says you're obligated to do it up to a certain point. But the more you do it, then you have a further, yeah, you're further involved in that objective. So it's a further enhancement, a further kiyum of that objective, and that's a kiyum of mitzvah. Each kid you have is a further kiyum. Is a further kiyum. You're further involved in that kiyum of populating the world. Right, and that involvement is what allows you to sell the Torah. I want to sell the Torah because I want to further populate the world, further have the kiyum prove it. That will you be allowed to do. Okay, so let's see, what does this leave us? So there's two things I said. One thing I also want to take up on this again, and then I think we have to move to the next one. But according to this, so the Rosh maintains that it's the Kiyum which is Dachai. And therefore, you have a right to sell the Torah both for the Deraisa and for the Rabbanan. So the Rosh wants to know, is there any difference between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan? What's the Nafgamina between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan? It's basically, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you decide to keep having kids forever. Right? So he says there is a difference. The difference is let's say you're married and your wife can't have any kids. Okay, so the general principle is you wait 10 years because maybe it's just she's not having kids right now, but maybe she will. But after 10 years, it's like you establish she's not having kids. So then you have to, if you don't have any kids yet, so Iker HaDin, you're not posking the law of Iker HaDin, you have to divorce her and get another wife. Or in a time where you're allowed to take more than one wife, take another wife. Okay, so because you have Bravo. So it's unfortunate, a terrible thing, but unfortunately you gotta chayv in the deraisa, and you can't just say I want to stay married. You have a mitzvah to have kids. But the Rosh says if you already have kids, even though there's a derabanan to keep having more, you would not be obligated to divorce your wife in order to have more. That much you would not have to do. Okay, and the question is why not? Why not? Why doesn't that follow? Okay, hold that question. Now, the next thing we're going to do. I mean, that's just one question. I just wanted to take that at the very beginning. But the next thing we're going to do is Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Okay, so the question is in the Deraisa. How many kids do you have to have? Okay, so let's just quickly look at the bottom. Samach Aleph and Beis. Okay, I'm going to have to go in a few minutes, but let's just read the facts here. Okay, so the Mishnah has a Machlokes. How many kids do you have to have? Beis Shammai says two sons. And Beis Hillel says a son and a daughter. Okay? Samach Aleph and Beis Yivamos. Okay, in the Mishnah. So what is the Beis Hillel's source? Is Shenema Zachar and Keva Baram. Because it says in the Torah that God created man and woman. Right? Zachar and Keva. So the Gemara asks Beis Shammai, two lines in the bottom. So Beis Hillel, we know the reason. He already told us. So Beis Shammai says Beis Shammai and Shnei Zachar, two lines in the bottom. My Tamayad Beis Shammai. So where did Beis Shammai get his position from? Two kids? There were two sons. So it says, Yelfinon mi Moshe. We learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, Dechsiv b'nei Moshe, Gershon v'Elazar. Moshe had two sons. Okay. He had two sons. So what? Right? Rashi. V'shamay v'shamay zachar, mavalo zachar n'keva. So according to V'shamay, you would not be Yotze if you have a zachar n'keva. You have to have two sons. So Yelfinon mi Moshe, Shekimon shalai yilo shnei ban, and Piyosh v'neisha. After he had two sons, he separated from his wife, and he didn't have any further kids. So if you held it's the boy and girl, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu not have a girl? So apparently you're Yotze with the boy, two boys. Or probably that's the mitzvah. You learn it from Moshe. Ubeis Hillel, Yelfin Rias Shalom. Beis Hillel learns it out from Rias Shalom, Adam Mechava. Okay, so the Gemara is not so happy. The Gemara says, Ubeis Shammai, Yelfin Rias Shalom. So according to Beis Shammai, why doesn't he learn it out from Rias Shalom? He says, In Danim Efshar Mishi Efshar. You can't learn that which is impossible from that which is impossible. Boy, what does it mean? Mishi Afsha Rashi di lo if ro chava lo havin nekeva achriti. If the chava wasn't created, there wouldn't have been another nekeva. So to speak, God couldn't have made two zacharim. You wouldn't have a world. So God, so to speak, had to make a zachar and a keva. It's Yavsha that he would have had a world. So of course he made a zachar and a keva. Right? Aval hacha mishi eshel shnei zacharim. But us, if I have two sons, nekevas are people of them. There's other girls out there. So each person is obligated to have two sons. Now, obviously, you can end up having some daughters along the way because you don't really choose the gender of your kids. So the mitzvah is for you to have two kids. So the two sons. So if you have two sons, you can stop. But But God couldn't stop with two sons, because then there wouldn't be a world. So that's what Bishami says. It's not legitimate to learn out the structure of the mitzvah from what God did, because God had to do it in order to start the world going. But now that the world is already going, so then I could just have two sons, and there will be daughters. There will, along the way, be daughters.
Bishami okay. must hold it to minimum, because it's statistically impossible. If he holds that, it's you only need two, and everybody just has two, and they're not going to be enough.
Yes, but you're going to end up having. It just practically, you're going to end up having more. Right? No, you can't choose. If you go to always choose, you choose two males, and there would be no girls in the world. But it's just practically, it's just going to work out. That's what he said. Ubeis Hillel Mami Lilfim Moshe. So why does Beis Hillel learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu? So fine, we understand why Bishamai doesn't learn out from Beis Hillel, from Adam Chava. But why doesn't Beis Hillel learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu? That's two. It says, Amri Lacha Moshe Midai Tehuta Avar. Moshe did it because of his own reasoning. His own das. Rashi Mishum Shechina. Also the Shai Kladim Lassus Kin. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a reason, and you can read the Brayso on your own further, but basically he reasoned that when before Sinai, the Jews had said that they were commanded they had to separate from their wives. That in order, when you go at Sinai, and God reveals himself to you at Sinai, you can't be, you have to be distant from Bia. So you have to not have the Atashmish before Sinai. So Moshe said, and he reasoned from something God told him, that look, he speaks to God at any given time. Help at any point, he had a question, you go to God, so you can't have a wife, because how's he going to do it? So he used this reasoning in order to say, even though there's Peruvo, that's what Basil will say. Even though there's Peruvo, and even though he only had two sons, and he was not Yosei's Mr. Peruvo yet because he didn't have a daughter, well, what is he supposed to do? He had a more important consideration, so he basically stopped. But we can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a whole unique case. You can't learn halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu.
So Basil should go down to the next most important person and not go back up.
Well, he seems to hold. Well, who are you going to go from then?
He should still have the same Yefshar as Beis Shammai.
Good question. So we have to understand the whole thing, but how does Beis Hillel say to that question about the EF Shara? And the whole thing is hard to understand, right? It's hard to understand what Beis Shammai's point is anyways. Why are we learning from Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not, I don't think he's just saying because Moshe is an important person. I think he's just saying is it can't be boy and girl because, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. But still, why are we learning from the whole thing is hard to understand. Why are we learning from Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the svara for two boys anyway? Yeah, right. So what's the svara for two boys altogether? Right. Two girls, boy and girl kind of sounds like it makes sense. The world, not exactly, but there's certain sense
to it. What's two boys going to accomplish more than one?
Yeah, what's two boys going to accomplish more than one? And what about two girls?
What's two boys?
He says, Nozach and Akeba. It's Bedafka, two boys. A boy and a girl wouldn't work, two girls wouldn't work, two boys. Okay? And how did Beis Shammai learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? If it seems like it's a good point. I mean, you could look further in the Brisa, but it seems like a good point. And how did Beis, and like Yaakov's saying, how did Beis Hillel learn from Beis Olam? It's a good Beis Shammai. It's a really good point. So the whole thing is funny. It's a funny way to learn halachos from God and creating the world and from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just not the way you normally learn halachos. You don't have a pasuk. You learn it out from some sort of drash or whatever. I mean, you know, you can't. It's just a strange way to learn it. The whole thing is strange.